Here's a thought I'll title, Meaningless Precision. Of course, we all know that in photography, there's two aspects of what we do. There's the mechanical and technical and scientific side of photography. And then, of course, there's the artistic and aesthetic side of photography. And I have to confess, in my youth, I put way too much emphasis on the science aspects, mainly because it was a lot of fun and I was interested in all things scientific. But here's an example of what I call meaningless precision. You know, you're supposed to develop black and white film at 68 degrees. And those little Weston gas thermometers would measure the temperature plus or minus a degree. Well, I thought that wasn't precise enough, for reasons I now can't explain, other than the fact that I wanted to push precision, and somehow thought that made me a better photographer. So I bought one of those mercury thermometers that measured to a tenth of a degree Fahrenheit, and I would develop my film to plus or minus two-tenths of a degree Fahrenheit, measured incredibly accurately, maintained in a water bath so that the temperature wouldn't drift during the course of the development. Boy, I had temperature nailed down to such a degree of precision. But in retrospect, I don't think it made me a better photographer. As a matter of fact, I think it probably diverted me from the things I really should have been paying attention to, which was the aesthetics and the artwork and etc. Well, the reason I bring this up is because we live in the age of the ultimate technological advances in photography. Digital cameras can do unbelievable things. We can edit to the pixel level of our images. But does that degree of precision make us better photographers? It makes us more precise scientists. It might even give us some capabilities that were denied to us in the days of film. I won't argue that point at all. But I think it can be really seductive to get all involved in the science and the technology and the mechanics of photography to a degree of precision that literally just wastes our time without accomplishing anything in terms of our art making. Now, of course, there's scientific uses of photography. If I were photographing, you know, on a spaceship of the moon, working for NASA, I'd want precision and that would be a big deal. But for you and I as artists, as they say, enough is as good as a feast.